What an interesting year it has been for cars. And while manufacturers had a challenge launching their new cars, the Car Expert team still found a way of getting behind the wheel. As a bonus Car Expert podcast, the guys discuss their favourite cars of 2020.
Hi, this is Paul Marrick, and my favourite car of 2020 is the Toyota GR Yaris. I know it's a bit of a cliche one, but I wasn't expecting it to be as good as it was, and unfortunately I didn't buy one, but should have. And I enjoyed driving it up against my Supra just to see how quick they both were. You can see the drag comparison at thecarexpert.com.au website. But look, I don't know, it just really blew me away in terms of what Toyota's been able to create. They just did it really quietly in the background, and Bob's your uncle, they created a vehicle that really does blow your socks off. So super impressed with that. Second on that list was probably the Mercedes-AMG GTR Pro. We had some time with that at Phillip Island Racetrack, and that was a stack of fun as well. So, yeah, two big highlights for the year at opposite ends of the price bracket.
Hi, this is James Wong, and my favourite car of 2020 has to be the Jaguar F-Type R. It was probably my first real taste of, say, an exotic vehicle, if you consider it one of those. And I just, everything about it was almost like a childhood dream come true. The sound, the look, the interior. It just gave me such a great feeling being able to pilot such an awesome piece of machinery, and just the sound of it. I'll never get over that supercharged V8 sound. So definitely a highlight for this year, and probably even a highlight for my relatively short career so far. So yeah, really, really great thing.
Hi, this is Mike Costello. Growing up as a kid, my old man worked for Nissan, and we always had various new Nissans in the driveway. This is, you know, going back to the mid-90s. It was always the latest. I learned to drive in a 350Z in the early 2000s and have great memories of the 200SX and, you know, love my Nissan performance cars. So when I saw the Z Proto revealed in September of this year, which we think will be called the 400Z, I was elated. We knew that Nissan was going to continue the Z program. There were some nightmarish claims that maybe they'd turn it into some sort of high-riding crossover. Perish the thought. But the concept version, which is said to closely resemble what the production car will look like, really does just look the part. It's fantastic. It's very hard to stuff up a shape like that, but you know, it really harks to some of the most beloved Nissans of the past. There's plenty of 240 and 260Z in there, a bit of 300Z in there. It's got a manual gearbox. It's got a twin turbo 6-cylinder engine. I hope that it handles better than the Infiniti Q60 that it shares some parts with. But you know, anyone who loves the Nissan brand will be elated to see the company, you know, while it's commendably focusing on EVs and practical SUVs and doing all the things it has to do, that it's remembered its enthusiast base as well and is at least spending a little bit of its R&D money making a sexy sports car. So I was really excited for that.
Hi, I'm William Stopford, and probably the most interesting car that I've driven this year wasn't necessarily the most exciting to drive or the sportiest, but it's a car that really intrigued me, and that's the new Genesis GV80. So I think what really intrigues me about Genesis is it's an upstart brand. It's challenging such established, entrenched German luxury brands and also Lexus from Japan. And Genesis has come here initially with just two sedans in a market hungry for SUVs. And now it's finally bringing out its GV80 SUV as a rival to the BMW X5. And next year, it'll bring the GV70, which is their rival for the Audi Q5. I got to go to the launch of the GV80 down in Canberra. And it really just impressed me with the level of interior craftsmanship that it has. I know that sounds like a real marketing term, but the way the interior is put together, it looks and feels and smells just marvelous. It's the mechanical refinement is great. There's three powertrains, and they're all really smooth and refined. And the level of feature content that you get with the GV80, it makes it such an impressive new model into a segment that has some very established competitors like the Mercedes GLE, the Audi Q7, and the BMW X5. So I think it gives Genesis kind of a hopeful note. Because yes, they are battling certain forces in that there are brands that have really established reputations here. They've got their fixed pricing model. They've got a very small retail network. But what they stressed over and over at the launch event was it's all about product. And they have come here with some really terrific products. If Genesis can't succeed with the GV80, I don't know what they're going to succeed with, because this is a terrific product.
G'day guys, I'm Scott Colley, and my car highlight of 2020 is one that I've actually just handed the keys back to. It's the Lexus LC500 convertible. I've driven the coupe previously and loved it, and taking the top off that car just makes it even better. It's the sort of car that kids run out in the street and ask you to rev, that people want to know about when you fill it up with fuel. And it's also, it's just a really cool showcase of what you can do when you want to make a car that's a little bit different, but still is drivable every day, is comfortable. But it's a really good example of what you can do when you want to design a car that looks different and doesn't quite fit into any segment. It's sort of got the looks of a DB11, but the price tag of less than a BMW 8 Series convertible. And the result is just one of the most charming, best sounding, best looking, best driving cars I've driven this year.
Hi, this is Anthony, and my favorite car of 2020 would have to be the all-new Land Rover Defender for its ability to go off-road in sublime comfort, to be driven hard on the road like you would a hot hatch, and be completely competent. The interior, the fact that they've been able to inject some retro of the old Land Rover Defender into this new shape and new platform is quite extraordinary to me. And you only have to get in this car, either off-road or on-road, to realize just how amazing this vehicle really is and how good it looks for that matter. And I've got it cheap. My favorite cheap car would have to be probably the Hyundai i30 sedan. A bargain buy, but the interior is just spectacular.